one of the little-known anecdotes that occurred in the war was that Michigan soldiers, not Colonel Wessenage's unit, were sent to northern Russia during World War I. It sounds rather bizarre today because you think of World War I, it's in the trenches in France. But you may recall that Russia was one of the allies of the United States, also fighting Germany. But in 1917, they fell into revolution. They had the communist revolution in Russia. The Allies were fearful that with the revolution, the Russians would drop out of the war, which they did. But in order to try and prevent that, they sent a small army to northern Russia to help the Tsarist forces oppose the communists. And the bulk of that small army was made up of draftees from Michigan. So they were sent to northern Russia to a town called Archangel. The war ended in November 1918, but the Russian Revolution was still going on and there was still conflict there. And there was debate among the Allies about what to do with them. And they were left there for several months, stuck in the middle of the fighting between the forces in Russia. And many were killed, including a soldier from Kalamazoo. And his name was Lieutenant Pyle. There were many from Michigan. Most were from Detroit. They had been draftees. But their bodies could not be returned afterwards because we didn't have hospitable relations with the new Russian communist government. So it wasn't until the 1930s that a veterans group was allowed to go to Russia to return the bodies of the fallen World War I soldiers who had been left in Russia. And one of them was this Lieutenant Pyle from Kalamazoo. And when they were returned, most of them were interred in a cemetery in Oakland County near Troy. It's called Whitechapel Cemetery. I've been there. And it's a beautiful cemetery, and they're buried in a semicircle around a marble statue of a white bear, a polar bear, with a doughboy soldier at his feet. And the polar bear, because that is what they nicknamed themselves, the polar bears. Mm. So there was a Kalamazooan who became a polar bear who's buried in the polar bear memorial in Troy, Michigan.